The Elyria schools enroll your little pioneer in free all-day kindergarten. Be an Elyria schools pioneer. Enroll today. Craig, we're sitting here getting pictures taken. You know, I got involved in radio. If I want to get my picture taken, I'd be in television, but I got involved in radio. Now you get pictures with everything else. I'm sure our guest here got involved in education because he wants to teach, wants to learn, give it to people. And then next thing you know, you're in the newspaper, your picture's everywhere.
Absolutely.
People recognize you. There's some, I don't want to say celebrity, but people know you now. We're speaking with the new superintendent, Tom Jama of Elyria Schools. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
But, of course, when you dress like you are today, there's no getting around that people are going to notice you. You've
Absolutely.
Got the Elyria Pioneer T-shirt, the ball cap. So you're all in, if I want to borrow a phrase from another
I'll tell you what, I could absolutely tell you I'm all in, especially when it comes to the Elyria City Schools and the community of Elyria. I love this place, I love the community, and I love everything it has to offer. We're a gem, and I'm excited to be a part of this ride.
For people who may not know a little bit about your history, can you give us a little brief summary?
Absolutely. Grew up in Lorain City, graduated from Admiral King, went to Slippery Rock University in Pennsylvania on a football scholarship. That football scholarship lasted 1 year. After I found out the amount of time football takes as well as doing well in classes, so I continued on with my studies at Slippery Rock, graduated with an elementary education degree, came out of Slippery Rock, was hired by the Lorain City Schools as a kindergarten teacher. I love children, love working with kids, love seeing them grow and expand and smile and meet those challenges each and every day. Did that for 3 years, taught third grade, and then I became a director of an at-risk program for teenagers who were ages 14 and up, who were struggling in school, had many challenges, whether it be personal or academic. Did that program as a teacher and then became the coordinator of the program for several years. Absolutely love working with students of all ages. Absolutely love seeing students who are being challenged and growing. Had an opportunity to come to the Elyria City Schools as an assistant principal at Northwood. Spent about a year and a half at Northwood. And then the opportunity to become a principal at Ely School happened. And I was principal at Ely School for a year and a half, and loved every moment of that, working with the kindergartners through the sixth graders, working with the staff at that time on many of the new changes taking place in education. Spent the year and a half at Ely, then became the principal of Northwood Junior High at that time. Spent approximately 7 years at Northwood, working with seventh and eighth graders. And as we all know, that's a challenging age, but it's a fun age, and to see students go from the elementary level and getting them prepared at that middle school level to getting them ready for the high school was a challenge. But as a team at Northwood, we accomplished many positive things and sent many students on their way to many successes. I had an opportunity at that point to become a high school principal and left the Elyria City Schools to go to Clearview as the high school principal, which I did for 2 years. Absolutely enjoyed my time as the high school principal at Clearview, met many new people, was part of a strong tradition at Clearview as a Clearview Clipper for those 2 years, was then afforded the opportunity to be a superintendent. Became the superintendent at Clearview for 1 year. Again, very good experience, yet at that point I still had some ties and missing points to students. So, in working closely with Paul Rigda, the current superintendent, him and I always remained very close. And him and I spoke several times, and at that point, Elyria High School was being built, and there were some challenges that needed to be addressed at the high school. And Paul and I spoke, and I came back to Elyria as the high school principal for 4 years, and one of the best experiences of my life. Had an opportunity to work with approximately 2,000 students each day over a four-year period. Work with families, improve some academic issues that needed to be addressed, as well as some other social issues that the high school was experiencing. And I'm proud to say today that through teamwork and working closely with the administrative team as well as the teaching team, that Elyria High School right now is at its top of its game. We're rated A on the state report card. And again, that just came through teamwork, effort, energy, and a belief that it could happen.
Are there things you learned in the Clearview system in that time as super that carry over now?
Absolutely. The key is, Craig, the key is communication and keeping the lines of communication open with your staff, with your students as well as the community. Being in a leadership role has many facets, but I think the key to being an effective leader is maintaining that line of communication and that line of trust with the people whom you work with. That was important at Clearview, and it's going to definitely be important here in Elyria City. The community, I believe, has a strong belief in the school system, and that we're open and we're honest, and we run a transparent operation, and that's through Paul's leadership. I must say, Paul has built a team around him that is second to none. I feel blessed to have worked under such a strong individual. You know, people laugh when I say this because I relate everything to sports, and I'm a huge Ohio State fan, but I couldn't ask for a better opportunity than to work with the Urban Meyer of superintendents, and I truly mean that. We're talking about the best of the best, and when you get to learn from the best, it's something special.
But sometimes when you replace the best, mm-hmm. there becomes a added burden or responsibility to fill those shoes, to maintain that, but also try to find your own identity.
Absolutely. You know, one nice thing about Paul and I, we have the very same philosophies, and that's always doing right by kids, keeping the line of communication open, building trust within your team, sharing positive experiences, as well as looking at the areas of concern and addressing those areas of concern. But the thing I think I've learned most from Paul is to build relationships with people, build relationships with your community, and invite them in and have them be a part of the solution rather than keeping people out. And I really believe that it's communication, relationships, and believing that it can be done. And you know, whether it be at Clearview, whether it be in Elyria, whether it be in Lorain or any other school system or any other entity within any organization, it's those key components that make things happen.
You mentioned how you kind of had the introduction at kindergarten. You also talked about the middle school. Those are two key areas where, you know, you set them on the right path when they're in kindergarten so that they want to learn.
Absolutely.
And then you kind of, that middle school is that sort of extra push.
Absolutely.
To kind of redirect them. What do you see as your strength in those areas that can affect the schools in your policies and the administration of it?
Absolutely. Again, I'm going back to that word communication and putting in a belief that the kids can be successful. I learned a long time ago, it's all about believing and having them kids believe in themselves and building those relationships to whereby the students want to be successful, not only for themselves, but for their community and their families. You know, I say every single day, the parents, when they drop their kids off at school, whether it be in kindergarten or 12th grade, they are dropping off the best that they have, and they want us to expand that child and make them reach their full potential, as we say. But the key is to making those students believe that what they are doing is important, making them believe that they are special, but most importantly, making them believe that they can do it. And that's our goal, is to helping them believe that they can do it and then reach those levels of success that they didn't even know were possible.
Of course, the schools don't operate in a bubble. There's a state.
Absolutely.
That controls everything.
Oh, yes, there
and
is.
And just when you think you've got it lined up, some new edict comes down. How are you versed in that, or what are your thoughts of being able to continue education?
I can tell you, over the last, this is going to be my 28th year in education, and I've experienced all from working at a daycare center in the summer, to working with seniors at a high school, to working with at-risk students, to working at middle schoolers, to working with primary age students. The testing and the state is a big challenge. And I think the big challenge is because things change on such a constant basis. There's never stability. There's never something the same. And the key is to make those challenges as positive as possible. And it's hard because of all the outside, whether you call it pressures or forces. The key is to make it as best and positive as possible for the kids, regardless of what the state indicates that you must do. You're going to need to do it, yet you're going to need to make it as positive as possible for the kids to be successful. And not only for the kids, but you got to keep your staff positive as well. And there's no doubt in my mind, our teachers and our staff and our families, they know what's best for the students. They know what the students need and what they have to have to be successful. Yet we do have this these demands that come to us, and we do them, and we do them to the best of our ability, yet it does make our job very, very difficult.
We are shining the spotlight on Elyria today, coming to you from Ely Square. He's Bruce Van Dyke. I'm Craig Adams. Our guest today, Dr. Tom Jama. And Tom, you've got a relatively new high school. You've got some old elementary schools.
Absolutely.
And there has been some talk about perhaps using state money again, tapping into that resource. But that would require some local support.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you, Craig, we all know that we like deals, and we all know that we're shoppers, and we all like bargains. And I'll tell you, the opportunity Elyria's citizens and our community is going to have here very shortly is the opportunity to do a great deal. I know when I walk into any store and I see a sale that says 63% off or 60% off or 65% off, you go right to that rack and you're like, God, I hope they have my size, or they hope they have what I'm looking for. Well, we're going to be faced with that similar situation here down the road in the next several months, whereby our community is going to have an opportunity to have a beautiful facilities for all our students in Elyria. And a large percentage of that funding is going to come from the state of Ohio. And part of it's going to come from our local community. And as I have seen personally what a new building and what a beautiful facility does for just a person in general, whether it's a student or whether it's just a visitor coming to the building, the feeling that you get inside that, wow, this is a special place, and wow, whoever did this for me really thinks I am something important. And that's something that we're going to be moving into here very shortly as a community and as a school system, and talking about what we can do now. We have something in place for our 9th through 12th graders whereby they can go every single day and be proud and put their heads high and say, I'm in the best of the best. And there's no doubt in my mind that the community is going to want to do the same thing, and the staff, and everybody's going to pull together to do that same thing for our pre-K through 8th graders. And I see some positive things coming down the road, but again, it's going to take this entire community to pull together, and there's no doubt in my mind that that's going to happen.
I want to start talking, but the big truck is going by here, so
that's okay.
We are outside broadcasting from Ely Square, spotlighting Elyria, and what better way to do that with the superintendent of Elyria Schools, Dr. Tom Jama. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it, and have a good summer as you get prepared for your first season as the new super.
Hey, I'm excited. I'm excited to be working with a great community and a great staff, whereby I know we're always doing what's best for kids. So it's great to be here this morning. Thank you.
And he's showing his Cavalier support. He's,
absolutely.
Things are going to go well.
There's
tonight.
No doubt in my mind that LeBron and that team is going to pull us through here shortly.
We certainly hope so as well.